Meet Me in the In-Between by Bella Pollen. Read by Imogen Church. In the bathroom, I splashed cold water onto my face. I've always suffered from nightmares. I can't tell you the multitude of ways I've watched my family being dispatched to their graves over the years. My brother hanging from the mouths of monsters. A faceless woman leading my mother away. My son waving at me, then turning to jump to his death down a bottomless black hole. Nor am I merely a spectator at the horror show of my subconscious. My hands have been chewed off by creatures of the deep, my eyes prized from their sockets by gelatinous fingers. In one of my cheerier recurring dreams, I am forced to walk down a narrow corridor whose walls are a pulsing lattice of serpents, some oily and brown, others speckled and wickedly fluorescent, all with tongues that flick out as I pass. As if in a video game whose next level is unattainable, I am invariably struck before I reach safety. Something grisly in childhood is supposed to account for adult phobias. My mother grew up in Africa, and certainly her stories of being chased across the plains by the Black Mamba were the stuff of bedtime legend. Closer to home, I remember running barefoot through the long grass at my grandmother's house and seeing the coils of mating grass snakes below me. In one airborne second, I managed to adjust my trajectory. Grass snakes are harmless, amiable creatures. Nevertheless, I later felt sick at how close I'd come to landing on that foul, writhing mass. Further back still, there had been a strange incident at the Bronx Zoo. A cobra, demented by captivity, had repeatedly bashed itself against the glass of its enclosure. Even as my mother tried to pull me away, I'd stood my ground, as fascinated as I was repulsed. So, snake nightmares I could account for. As for the rest, who knew? "Fuck," I said to my reflection. "Fuck, fuck, fuck." Back in bed, I tried to regulate my breathing, but after a while became aware of my body feeling fractionally out of sync with its surroundings. The branch scraped against the window, a Morris Sendak world of moons and fairy tales knocking to come in. Again, the air stood still. My mind began to separate. "No," I thought, "no." I scrunched my toes under the covers and looked around the room. Everything was as it should be. The edge of the mantelpiece, the tissue I dropped onto the splintery floorboards, my hand raised in the gloomy light. This time, when the bed dipped, something whispered in my ear. My skin began to burn. Arms closed around me. I heard a guttural noise and then realized it was the sound of me choking. Choking on nothing. Pressure began building. Quicker this time, more urgently. Suddenly, spuming up through my terror, I felt a savage, primordial arousal. Then the sensation of being penetrated, utterly possessed, before the unstoppable rush to orgasm, as intense as it was short, after which, spell broken once again, I found myself alone. I curled into a ball. What was happening to me? Nightmares I could deal with, but this was no nightmare. This had happened while I was awake.